Senator Edward Markey beat back the Democratic primary challenge from U.S. Representative Joseph Kennedy III in Massachusetts. It was a remarkable recovery for Markey, who trailed badly in early polling. It was an historic defeat for a Kennedy in Massachusetts. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill discussed the much-watched race with political science professor Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Polling Institute.
What a remarkable campaign this has been. A year ago, Senator Markey was down in one poll by double digits, and it appeared as if his long career was coming to an end. This extraordinary turnaround had a lot of factors involved, but I think one was the infusion of youth energy and volunteerism that occurred in the spring. In a funny way, Senator Markey owes a debt of gratitude to Senators Warren and Sanders because as their presidential campaigns faltered, some of their young supporters were looking for a new cause, a new person to champion their issues, particularly about climate change. And they settled on Ed Markey. And that really seemed to jumpstart his campaign. It certainly jumpstarted the traffic on social media from young people who ordinarily would not get all that heavily involved in a primary campaign. So part of it, I think, was the youth factor.
When you and I talked about this race a year ago, you said the key would be Congressman Kennedy making the case to replace Markey. Why was he unable to do that?
That was the question he faced over and over. And I'm one of the many voters who watched every televised debate. The question came up every time, and every time Congressman Kennedy seemed to struggle with it. He spoke of the need for leadership, for a presence in Massachusetts, for advocacy, for party building, yet none of it really reached the bar of explaining why you would take on a sitting incumbent and draw party resources away when the Democrats are trying to flip the United States Senate in this cycle. It was the question that continued to dog Congressman Kennedy really up to the end of the campaign.
There's been a lot written and said about this already, but Tim, what are your comments about the fact that Joseph Kennedy III is the first member of his family to lose an election in Massachusetts, a string that, according to the Boston Globe, spans more than 30 primaries and general elections dating back to 1946?
It is quite a run for the Kennedy family, no question about it. I think this loss points to the changing demographics of Massachusetts. It has been a while now, hard to believe, but a while since a Kennedy has occupied statewide office here since the death of Teddy Kennedy. And I think there has been generational change, but not in a way that might suit Congressman Kennedy. And the family name is more a name for the history books for many young and middle-aged voters in Massachusetts than a call to service and participation as it was generations ago when Congressman Kennedy's great uncle was president.
Markey's not yet assured re-election. There is a Republican who won a primary Tuesday, Kevin O'Connor, an attorney, never held elected office. What would O'Connor need to pull off a huge upset?
You never want to say never. We all remember Scott Brown and his shocking win in 2010. But I think the circumstances are very different in a presidential election year where we can anticipate very high voter turnout among registered Democrats and independents who support the Democratic Party.